Hello all. Welcome to the podcast series Proctology and Laparoscopic Surgery. I'm your host, Dr. Manas Ranjan Tripathi from Garden City, Bangalore. Today, we are going to tackle a topic that is very often misunderstood, hemorrhoids or piles. There are several misconceptions about piles or hemorrhoids and their treatment that I would like to address. So let's dive right into it. Misconception number one. It's commonly thought that only elderly people get hemorrhoids. Contrary to the popular belief, hemorrhoids can affect people of any age. While it's true that the risk increases with age, other factors such as pregnancy, obesity, a sedentary lifestyle, and chronic constipation because of any reason can also contribute to the development of piles or hemorrhoids, even in younger individuals. It's important to be aware that anyone can be susceptible to this condition. No age is immune. Misconception number two. Hemorrhoids are always painful. See, hemorrhoids come in different forms and sizes, can affect the external part of the anal canal or the internal part of the anal canal, and not all of them always cause pain. External hemorrhoids, which are usually located outside the anus, can be painful and cause discomfort most of the times. However, internal hemorrhoids, which are inside the rectum, above the anal verge, may not be always painful unless they are thrombosed or infected. They can cause symptoms like bleeding, itching, or a feeling of fullness. It's crucial to recognize these symptoms and seek proper evaluation and treatment. Another misconception is that surgery is the only option for treating hemorrhoids. This again is not always true. While surgery may be necessary for severe or recurrent cases or cases which are refractory to medical management and cause a lot of trouble to the patients, it's not always the first line of treatment. Many cases of hemorrhoids can be effectively managed with conservative treatments such as dietary changes, increased fiber intake, adequate hydration, and the use of topical applications. Non-surgical processes like rubber band ligation and infrared coagulation can also be used with excellent results in carefully chosen cases, although their usage has been reduced over a period of time. It's essential to consult with a qualified proctologist to determine the most appropriate treatment plan for the specific case. And I would again reiterate that surgery is not always required for hemorrhoids. Misconception number four. Hemorrhoid creams can cure the condition. Many advertisements, many social media posts have time and again proposed the use of over-the-counter creams, ointments and stuff which can cure the condition. But I would again tell all my listeners and patients that over-the-counter creams, ointments, and other stuff which we give, they provide temporary relief for symptoms. So they are mostly for symptomatic relief, and most of them usually do not have much effect on the core disease. But definitely that it's crucial to understand that topical treatments, they are needed for symptomatic relief and should be used under the guidance of a healthcare professional. That concludes today our myth-busting session on hemorrhoids and their treatment. You should always remember that accurate information is the key to understanding and effectively managing any condition, especially related to health. If you have any concerns or questions, don't hesitate to reach out to us or any other qualified proctology specialist. Thank you for listening to our podcast series. Stay tuned for more informative episodes in the future. Until next time, take care and do well.